beautiful day today, but not looking so good for opening day tomorrow. It's going to be a nearly drenching rain day tomorrow to start off the 2017 rifle season. But hey, you know what? That might mean kind of a quiet day for you, Mike Stonehouse.
I don't think it'll quiet down.
You're right. How are you, my friend?
I'm awake. I'm good this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
I see you're here bright and early again.
Well, you know, it's in the job description. It says I got to be here bright and early.
Yeah, that whole 5 a.m. stuff. And it's like 4 a.m. Right, no. Yeah. No.
All right. Well, it's going to be a busy 2 weeks for you. It always is. I can't believe this is, what, the 18th annual Buck Poll?
Yep. We've been doing this. It'll be our 18th year of doing this and having fun with people and hearing stories and seeing the kids again. And
you know what I hear the most is that buck polls were a dying tradition for a long time, but you kept it going, and now there's a few more of them springing up around the area. It's like somebody went, hey, you know, he's having success. We should have a buck poll.
Yeah, I think there's a handful around. I think there's one up by Hubbard Lake. I think they have a small one in Oscoda.
Yeah.
I heard another one on the station here.
Miles going to have
Miles
one?
Miles have one, okay. You know, they are a dying tradition. There used to be a huge one in Roscommon. Yeah. I know downstate they run them, but they only run them for, like, opening night.
Right, and that's what a few of these are. Yours is one of the rare ones where you keep it going through the entire season.
Well, yeah, what happens to the guy or gal that doesn't see anything the first week, and then maybe, or they didn't get out, and then they get later in the season. Exactly. I mean, I have several local hunters even that I usually see them the last couple days.
Yeah, and you do. You know, you might as well. So it's a wonderful buck poll, and of course, lighted and fenced in, so you know it's
going to
be secure.
They're safe. Yeah. We got cameras on it. We've got, you know, it's fenced in, it's lighted, it's locked down. I'm right there anyway. I don't go anywhere. Most of the time, the local troopers sneak by. I think they say they're guarding it, but I think they just come look and see.
I think so, and that's always good too. Come on out. Yep. You know, even if you're not a hunter, come on out and see these bucks, because you get some nice ones on that.
We get a good variety. I think from tiny ones to some nice horns. You know, and the word will get out when there's a big one on the pole, and it'll just get busy that evening. Plus, we've got a couple other things. You know, we've got the Boy Scout selling popcorn this year. Got the Girl Scout selling Girl Scout cookies. We've got Wits End selling hot dogs and chili. We're trying to get everybody involved.
It's a happening.
It's kind of fun out there. Gets everybody out and about. And like I was telling you earlier when we were talking this morning, I'm going to try to do, we're going to have a contest box in the store this year. It's something unusual. If you come in the store, fill out your name and stuff, we've got three or four really nice prizes. I'm not going to say what they are because the one is super nice.
Okay.
And it's just for, hey, come on in, shop, fill it out. We don't care. Just fill it out and leave. We don't care.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
And then we're going to bring it in here and we're going to draw them December 1st. And they're really nice things. They've been donated some by Griffin Beverage, some by some local community stores that, you know, and I won't mention one might be a gun.
Really? Ooh, well, that's worth your while to come on in right there. All right.
Absolutely.
So the drawing's December 1st, but in between there, we've got a whole two-week session where they'll be hanging bucks out on the pole and a chance to win some unique prizes, too. Let's go through our list this morning, Mike.
Well, it hasn't changed much over the years because we just
kind of got the same. How can you top what you've got here?
It's a good thing. So we do the first buck on the pole, which is a Mr. Heater compliments of the Muffler Man. Dave and Cindy always do this with us. Second buck on the pole is a $50 gift certificate from Kleino's Market. We do that right off the bat so you can use it.
Yeah.
The third one is a first buck by a woman. It's a $50 gift certificate to Ed Friel's Market. Again, that's, we try to do those ones so they can use them up. If you want to use it to have your deer processed, or just go in and shop and get something good and go from there. We always have these ones. It's Most Unusual, which is a $50 gift certificate to Zubek Motors.
Now, is that something you judge, the most unusual?
Yeah, what I do is I usually write on the back of the cards. I mean, last year I think it was like a deer that came in, and most of them are typical, but this one had a nice drop tine on it.
That is unusual.
So that means it's for a small community, whatever we see, we try to make note of it.
Okay.
And then we do a nice 6-point, which is also I keep track of, which is a $50 gift certificate to Barnacle Bills. Thank you, Paul. Most points, that's pretty easy, you know, at the end of the season. Last year seemed like it was a battle, and I actually had to do kind of like a drawing because I had three or four of the same amount of points.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that is a $100 gift certificate to the new, which used to be Woody Cycle, is now Tawas Bay Marine and Cycle have also jumped in. The new owners are like stepped up. We want to stay with this.
Awesome.
Widest rack, that's pretty simple. I measure them all, keep track. $50 gift certificate to Johnson's Auto.
All right.
then we got the largest rack spread in points, which is, you know, obviously what it says, how wide and how many points total, which is a great gift. It's a $100 gift certificate to Towers Hardware and Lumber.
All right.
To Paul and Tracy.
Yeah.
Heaviest buck by weight. It says on the orange sheets it's an outdoor print, but it's really not. It's an outdoorsy pine table and a lamp with a deer on it.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a unique looking thing, and that's nice. Compliments WAN Carpet and Furniture.
All right.
Lightest buck. Well, we know there's always going to be a lightest buck.
There's got to be.
Yeah, there's always got to be. That's lunch for four, compliments to the Buckhorn Inn, which we know the Buckhorn has new owners.
Yeah.
And the new owners have also stepped up and said, we awesome. Want to stay. We want to keep going. You got a great thing.
Awesome.
Thank
right.
you to them.
Yes.
Smallest buck by a female, meaning overall points.
Yeah.
Which is a $50 gift certificate to Mooney's Ben Franklin. Largest buck by a female, which is the one I was teasing your girls the other day about, so to speak. One is a $50 gift certificate to Dean Arbor Ford, and also a $50 gift certificate to Dean Arbor Chevrolet. So
nice.
If you got it, guess what? You don't need your guy for a while. You can take care of your car. I know what. Oldest hunter, this has always been my favorite. I don't know why, but I love these guys. They come in, I help them do everything, get them unloaded, get them reloaded, whatever it takes. And it's a $50 gift certificate to Newman's Family Market.
Off the top of your head, in the 18 years, oldest hunter you've had that you can think
say
of?
Like 84.
Yeah, okay.
And, wow. you know, they come in, they bring help, sure. but I'm like, and I've known them. I've known everyone that's been that age. And I always look forward to seeing who's the oldest. It's just neat to see it that is. They're still out there doing
Yeah,
what they're doing, and I know it's a dying breed, you know, because it's...
It is a changing society. You're
yeah,
right.
it is. Okay, largest buck by the youngest hunter, which is, you know, overall in that kid group, so to speak, $100 gift ticket certificate to M65 Bait Shop.
All right, now you did miss youngest hunter there, too, because you were talking oldest
wow.
hunter. So
okay, we'll back, sure, yeah. we'll back up. And we have a new, for the largest buck by the youngest hunter, $100 gift certificate to M65 Bait. We also have a new taxidermist this year, and he's donating a $375 mount.
Nice.
And the name of his company is Bone Man Taxidermy.
All right.
And he's joining us this year. He's also going to throw in a couple other things. He is going to do, for second place, $75 off amount. Third place, $50 off amount. And anyone that's in the contest that wants a European, he's going to knock $25 off that.
Nice.
So
okay.
he's like going to do a lot of stuff.
Very nice.
So if we back up to the youngest hunter, which obviously that a lot of them, when I see how young they are, I have to write down their birth date when they're in there too
sure,
to catch up.
Yeah.
But that's fun for them, which is a $50 gift certificate to G's Pizzeria.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Always good for that.
You bet.
Okay. So then overall, we got the largest buck by weight, spread, and points. Which again, Ted has stepped up like usual, like
oh,
Ted is.
Man, yeah.
Dart and Terminator crossbow package complements Dart and Archery.
Nice.
And a $50 gift certificate to Mr. Jax.
Might as well go out and celebrate, right?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to go out there and have something to eat
you're
and
right.
a couple cocktails just in case.
You bet.
Okay, and second place, largest by weight, spread, and points, is a trail cam courtesy of the Taos Bay Dry Cleaners. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
And also to go with that, what I read earlier, is a $75 gift certificate to Bone Man Taxidermy.
Very good.
He seems very ambitious about all this. You know,
nice.
He's been down, he's been calling, he's checking in, so I think he'll be good at this.
You're right.
He also does, I think, other mounts of different things besides deer, too.
Okay.
I saw the pictures. And then at the end of the season, which you well know, anybody in these categories, we're going to do two random gun drawings on December 1st. Supposedly, you're going to be here.
I'm going to try and be here,
okay.
yeah.
So we're going to do all entries, youth to 18, which is, again, a Ruger 10/22 long rifle for the kids. That's compliments Miner's Grove. And then from 19 up, it's going to be a Ruger American 17 HMR, also compliments a Miner's Grove.
Very good.
And as I said, I'm not going to say what the other gun is, but it's just going to be a random drawing, and there's going to be a box in the store. The problem being, you're going to have to be 18 to fill it out.
All right, I am, and so I will be
so
into
I might find something fun to get for the kids. There's things out there. Maybe we can get two boxes
okay.
going just to make it fun.
Very good. All
you know,
right.
Like a big bag of candy or something crazy.
Oh, man. Why can't that be for the older people, too? I like a big bag of candy.
Yeah, well, yeah. It could be.
And that's just for anybody who comes in. Those are not for people who hang a buck on the
right,
pole. That's
right.
for
we're
anybody
gonna
who comes
we're
in.
We're going to do some that box for sure in the store. It's just going to be for anybody that's in the store and you want to stick a second and fill it out, go.
Yeah.
Do it. Throw it in the box. We're going to draw that just for fun.
Now, what are the hours going to be out there for them to come by and bring their buck?
We do 8 in the morning till 9 at night.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's lighted, it's fenced,
yeah.
it's secure. There's no cost, no fee. We also have some trinkets we give to everybody that registers.
Right.
People that have been there before, I think they collect them. The caps this year are amazing.
Oh, are they?
Okay. Yeah, as my kids both are trying to steal them.
Believe that.
And because they're the modern cap. They're not
okay.
like the big ball thing.
Oh,
the big
all right.
cap
yeah,
that we used
sure.
to have. But these are really super nice.
All right.
And I like them. And we're all set. We're ready.
Sounds like it. 18th annual buck poll. And of course, you might as well stop in and pick up all the supplies you're going to need to take out to hunting camp.
Yeah,
you got
we
those
pretty
too.
Much got it all. We got the you beer, do. Wine, liquor. We've got, you know, some ice. We've got deer feed out there. We pretty yeah. much got most of the little things you're going to need. We got lots of snacks. So, you know, stop in, say hi.
Corner of Miller and Wilbur out there,
Miller
right?
Wilbur, right across yeah. from Winnicott.
Oh, what do you call it? Miller and Wilbur Auto and Small Engine Repair.
Right across the road from Doug.
That's right. Doug Tosca out there. Exactly. So good luck to all the hunters out there.
Absolutely.
And, make this guy work real hard for the next 2 weeks.
And everybody do an anti-rain dance for me, at least for the morning.
Yeah. Let's hope for the best.
We'll still be out there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't deter me. I've did it in snow. I've did it in rain.
Hunters get into their blinds, and the deer don't mind. So get on out there and shoot the big ones.
It's a good time. I look forward to some more stories this year. It's great.
And I'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, my friend.
We'll be here, Kevin. Thank you.
Mike Stonehouse, 18th annual Buck Poll out there at Miner's Grove. Get started tomorrow here in KJC Country and WKJC.com.